Attorney General Bill Schuette's investigation of the veterans' home started in May of 2016. This was after a scathing audit of the home revealed that workers falsified records, skipped room checks, and other issues. But Representatives Winnie Brinks and Tim Grimmel say they sounded the alarm as early as 2013. Brinks says after all this time, charging 11 workers isn't enough.
Simply finding some frontline care workers filing charges against them seems inadequate for the scope of the abuse and neglect that was reported.
Brink says she also wants to see an end to privatization of care in state-run facilities. She says that's a root cause for the problems. I'm Shayna Roth in Lansing.